Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Gun Owners of America is Stephen Williford, the Barefoot Defender. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing superb. How are you, sir?
I've been having a lot of technical issues. Stephen's been sitting here laughing at me as I try to get everything to reset and everything to come online and everything else. So now we finally got that done. And recently, a federal judge got out there and said, you know, back in the days, there's no historical analog to ban a gun in this place. Tell me about this.
So they figured out that, postal worker himself apparently was arrested for having a gun in a post office. And he said that it was his constitutional right to do so. And now it's worked through the court, and that has been dismissed. And a federal judge said, you know what? You are right. There is no historical analog saying that you cannot carry within a post office. And there are some historical analogs saying that, you know, things like polling places and courtrooms, there is historical analog banning people from carrying in polling places and courthouses, and that probably should be also. But to ban them within post offices is ridiculous. You know, this is our Second Amendment right, and the federal judge saw it that way also, which will also probably open up a whole can of worms on other federally owned properties like post offices. And so this may have far-reaching results and allow people to carry in other places, the sensitive places is what they call them, and saying that federal buildings aren't sensitive places, and that's great. So I don't know, I'm sure you have some listeners like myself that have a permit, and I carry daily. People say, are you carrying today? And I say, I got pants on. I'm probably carrying.
Yeah.
You know, if I've got my pants on, I'm probably carrying a gun because I put my gun in my pants when I put my pants on. And so, you know, if you can imagine me going out to grocery shop, for instance, pick up my mail because I live out in the middle of nowhere, and I don't have a mailbox out there on the street like everybody else does.
Right.
Instead, I have to pick all my mail up at a post office box. And so if you can imagine me going into town to do my grocery shopping and I decide, you know, today's mail should be in, let me stop at the post office. And now I've got to pull my pistol off and leave it in my car while I go into a post office to get my mail. This is a great thing for me. Now I no longer have to do that. And it's ridiculous that I should have ever had to, you know, and I'm not going to encourage anybody to break any laws, but there's been times where I just decided not to leave my pistol in my car and I just went in. They don't know I have it anyway. Went in and grabbed my mail.
Concealed means concealed.
Yep.
What they don't know doesn't
hurt them.
That's right. I look at having to leave the gun in the car as sort of risky.
Leaving the gun in the car is way more dangerous than anybody. You know, if somebody knows that I carry and knows that I pull that pistol off, and I leave it in my car when I go into the post office, then that makes my car a target.
Right.
You know, so, and people don't want me getting my gun stolen by a criminal and go out and be used for nefarious purposes, and yet they want me to leave my gun in the car when I go into the post office. And how ridiculous is that? This is just another step to do away with gun-free zones. People don't understand. Do away with gun-free zones is going to make everybody safer.
Yeah. Well, a bunch of them don't know. I mean, John Lott just came out with some stuff about this, and 82% of the rampage killings nowadays happen in a gun-free zone. If you go back to 1950, it was 94%. Gun-free zones are very dangerous. It lulls you into this false sense of security if you're not one of these really aware people.
Well, and the thing is gun-free zones, you know, we had Ted Nugent come and speak to the Texas Capitol one time, and he said, when I walk into a gun-free zone, it ceases to be a gun-free zone. There's at least one gun there when I'm there. Do the math. Figure it out. Figure right. Where that gun is.
Yep.
Figure out where that gun is.
Yep. I don't know. I don't mind going into a police department and leaving the gun in the car, purely from the standpoint that now I know there's guys with guns out there. Ditto a court, you know, one of the courts. But I don't like leaving the gun in the car at all. I do not like
that. No.
I never felt like that. It's to me, I find that to be very precipitous. It almost be worth it to if they had some place where I could check it in or something.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be much preferred rather than leave it out in a car for some criminal to be able to get their hands on. Yeah.
We could do that as a business, Stephen. We could start our own thing.
Yeah. Yeah, just put a little booth out there in front of the and say, leave your guns here.
give them a little ticket for their gun and lock it in the box and wait on them to come out.
Yeah.
Pay at the door.
So I guess their protocol for leaving guns outside of courtrooms and outside polling places. But other than that, there is no reason to do away with your Second Amendment. And we need to get rid of gun-free zones. I also heard that West Virginia just passed in the Senate, I think it was, where retired military and police could actually be hired to carry guns in the schools, not to be police officers, but in case something violent, they wouldn't have arrest rights to arrest someone.
Right.
But that they would just be protecting the schools. And I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Let a school hire a veteran, police officer, retired veteran or police officer that has served their country and their communities well for a very long time, and let them hire on to protect our kids. It's time that we not take guns out of schools, but put guns, good guns, in school. People that would protect and take care of. You know, it's ridiculous. After the Parkland shooting happened, a federal judge said that police do not have an obligation to protect you.
Yep.
Unless you're in custody.
Oh.
And my problem is with that is if I kiss Junior on the forehead and go put him out there on that big yellow school bus, he's not in my custody anymore.
Right.
He is in your custody. And if you can't take care of my children with as much vigor as I would taking care of my children, then I don't want to put them on your big yellow school bus and send them off, because I am their protector when they're home with me.
Yeah. Wait, Stephen,
they're going to be...
We have run out of time. Stephen will be back. Gunowners.org. Go join him today. Thank you for joining me today, sir. We'll be right back.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm going to give you a quote from Ludwig von Mises. Marx's love of democratic institutions was a stratagem only. A pious fraud for the deception of the masses. Within a socialist community, there is no room left for freedom. And thus, the currency of the leftist is the guaranteed chaos. So recently you had the New York governor, Kathy Hochul, with her bigoted sneer crowing about reducing gun violence by making it even more difficult and onerous for a law-abiding New Yorker to even get a gun in their hand, to acquire one, much less carry guns of any kind. And she institutes her Raise the Age law, right? This new law diverts gun-bearing violent criminals who are under age of 21 from regular criminal court to family court, putting them out of reach of local prosecutors. Thus, the youths who are illegally carrying guns criminally and even actively using them in the commission of violent felonies will never confront an angry prosecutor in a court of law to answer for their crimes. Instead, now they go to family court, and where they get nothing more than a slap on the wrist, and then they're sent home, and then, to the surprise of no one, they promptly reoffend with guns. And this will happen over and over as long as they're under the age of 21. So, in New York State now, youthful offenders can commit violent crimes using illegal guns with impunity. And simultaneously, as this ever-growing criminal element is thus empowered, the law-abiding tax-paying citizens are told sternly from the mouths of the heavily armed Democrat political hypocrites that they shouldn't own guns. Now, New York State early released 3,900 prison inmates, including many violent offenders from prison, ostensibly due to COVID-19. New Jersey released 5,300, supposedly for the same reason. And as anyone could have predicted, a large percentage of these convicts reoffended almost immediately. So, in order to manufacture guaranteed chaos, Democrat politicians don't want violent criminals locked up. They want them out actively committing crimes because chaos that they cynically manufacture is always their convenient pretext for taking away our rights and liberties as American citizens. Then they sit back and very piously scold you for wanting to own or carry a gun for the personal protection that they refuse to provide. And they actively empower, promote, and apologize for violent criminals who do their dirty work for them. So they use guaranteed chaos as a way to grow government. And Marxists, who currently are, parading around as Democrats, are all alike, and they're not good people. Leftist politics does not attract good people, never has. And have we forgotten the way both Stalin and Mao, adhering to this identical leftist philosophy and rationalization, murdered millions of their own people? So, from Jaron Lanier, we get movements associated with Freud and Marx both claim foundations in rationality and scientific understanding of the world. Both perceive themselves to be at war with weird, manipulative fantasies of religions, and yet both invented their own fantasies that are just as weird. Let's segue a little bit from the desk of Rob Morse. If you're out there and you're carrying a gun and you have to defend yourself with a gun, very likely you're going to be involved in a very unique set of circumstances. Each violent attack always comes each with its own motivation. And sometimes, in one case, it's the robbery of personal jewelry. Another one time, it was drug-related. And there's an ex-boyfriend who's hunting for the victim in her home. And domestic abuse is common enough, which is sad, but it becomes particularly dangerous when the victim ends a relationship. And so we come to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Single woman was home alone on a Monday night. She heard her ex-boyfriend at the back door of her apartment. Her doors and windows were locked. She armed herself and shouted for him to go away. The ex-boyfriend responded by kicking down first the back door and then kicking down the apartment front door as he was looking for the victim. Now, the victim stayed inside her apartment and shot her attacker when he approached her inside. And the defender, as was proper, stopped shooting when her attacker ran away. She stayed inside her apartment and called 911 for help rather than chase her attacker down the street. She put her gun away, met the arriving officers with empty hands before she gave a preliminary statement to the officers. The attacker went to the hospital because he had a bullet wound in the abdomen. And he was arrested there. Bullet wound and all. He was also arrested for an outstanding warrant. Now, here we have this young lady who did a whole lot of things correctly at about 10:30 at night. And you got to wonder if she practiced this, if she thought about this, if she put any thought into this. And maybe she practiced defending herself before her ex tried to break in. This is what training is all about, right? Going through the motions, repetition, going through the things that you're going to do. This step, step one, two, three, A, B, C, that kind of thing. Now, this girl chose to own a gun for self-defense. She recognized that her ex-boyfriend put an increased risk of a violent attack. She recognized she would lose this. This is not like it is in the movies where the fantasy is a 120-pound girl can take on a 300-pound guy and win. She kept her doors and windows locked, and that forced her boyfriend to break into her home to get to her, which is an indicator that he was deadly serious. And the area where this happened is full of small homes and duplexes, if you look at the Google Street View, and that means there are probably a number of ear witnesses who heard the attacker breaking down the doors. Some of the neighbors might have heard the victim shout for the attacker to stop and go away. And even after the attacker broke through the back door, the defender stayed put. Smart, that was smart. Her ex then broke through the defender's front door as he searched for her. And the defender then shot her attacker rather than let him get close to her. She also stayed inside her apartment as her ex left. This is why you don't use scream of sticks or knives or any of these other things, because you don't want to get close. She could not afford it. That's a luxury she couldn't afford. So there's a lot of things you can do to be safer, but they're seldom covered in the news reports. Motion-activated lights, motion-activated security cameras. You can try to get a restraining order, but all that does is create a paper trail, and it's not going to stop an assault, but it does establish you as the aggressor. And in most cases, the judge's order requires the attacker be jailed if he's found near the victim. So if there's a way to lock yourself into a good room, a safe room, do it. Have a panic button. Doorways and staircases are always easy to defend. Crouching behind your bed makes it very hard for an attacker to get to you. Creating a plan and practicing it results in habits, good habits. You've gone through the motions before, so they're familiar in the middle of the night when time is short and the adrenaline is dumping. Facing an attacker is going to be hard enough. You should try to have every possible advantage on your side if you're going to have to face that attacker. Very simple thing, really. Very simple thing. Chance favors the prepared mind. I stole that from a Steven Seagal movie. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. Democrats are dialing in on the issue of abortion as election season rolls forward. Nearly 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, there's a new initiative marking 51 years since the landmark court decision was made to legalize abortion. Democrats like Vice President Kamala Harris say Republicans are waging an offensive against women.
In America, freedom is not to be given. It is not to be bestowed. It is ours by right.
Republicans are debating the prospect of passing a federal ban on abortion.
There are no reports of any serious damage early this morning following another earthquake in California. The magnitude 4.3 quake struck off the coast of Northern California last night. More than 100 people reported feeling it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. If you go to the Gun Violence Archive, you're going to see that 2023 produced fewer homicides, suicides, and gun-related injuries than in 2022. And that is all indicative of the expansion of permitless carry laws, allowing more people to carry firearms for personal protection. It did not result in more bloodshed, as the anti-gunners predicted, which it's always been the case. Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms noted the GVA data traditionally drives the narrative from the gun prohibition lobby and its allies in the establishment media. And it's typically the first resource, if not the only source, quoted in news reports when it's related to violent crime. So this is somewhat of a conundrum for them. Alan Gottlieb got out there and said, there's been an odd silence from the anti-gunners who are drowning us with Chicken Little predictions of mass mayhem. Now that we've got more states with permitless carry, but the data from their favorite source doesn't support those claims. According to the GVA data, 2023 produced fewer homicides, 18,906, than in 2022, 20,396. Fewer suicides, 24,090 than the year before, 27,038. The overall numbers reflect the reductions. 42,996 people died as a result of so-called gun violence in 2023, down from the 47,434 victims listed by the GVA for 2022. And lo and behold, Mr. Gottlieb observed the numbers do not support the narrative. And you can bet if they did, the gun ban crowd would be crowing, but instead it appears they may be eating crow. And just last week, a study by the Ohio Attorney General's office shows how gun-related crime actually declined in six cities during the year following enactment of a permitless carry law in the Buckeye State. Gottlieb said tens of millions of honest citizens exercising their constitutional right to keep and bear arms have not been running amok, whether they live in permitless carry states or where a carrier license is still required. If the data shows us anything at all, it proves anti-gunners have been wrong about licensed concealed carry and constitutional carry. Maybe we should ask what else they are wrong about. Now let's go to let's go to Burlington, Vermont, where we had a guy, right? We had a guy get out there, and there were three Arab Muslim students who were shot and wounded in Burlington, Vermont. And the media immediately hyped it as an Islamophobic crime of the century. And rest assured, the availability of guns was a bad thing in this. But of course. Now, Biden issued a statement declaring that there is absolutely no place for violence or hate in America. Kamala Harris bemoaned that far too many people live with the fear they can be targeted and attacked based on their beliefs or who they are. The three Muslim men identified as Palestinian. Two of them were wearing kifias, and Kamala, like many other leftists, was implying the shooter was anti-Palestinian. Bernie Sanders said the idea that three young men walking down the street get shot, perhaps because of no other reason than they are Palestinian, is unspeakable. But I got to tell you, this is not just a local phenomenon. This is happening all over the country. And then he blasted Israel, which is really interesting because he's Jewish. He said, I'm heartbroken by yesterday's senseless shooting of three Palestinian-American students visiting Burlington. We do not tolerate hate or Islamophobia in Vermont. Sarah George, the local state's attorney, claimed without evidence, I do want to be clear, there is no question this was a hateful act. Burlington Police Chief John Margot argued, in this charged moment, no one can look at this incident and not suspect that it may have been a hate-motivated crime. Anti-Israel groups convened a rally calling for the destruction of Israel. Vermont Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman told the hateful mob, I stand here to stand with the oppressed people who now fear for their lives just walking down the street here in Burlington. A speaker at the hate rally with the anti-Semitic University of Vermont affiliate of Students for Justice called it a crime of unspeakable racist hatred, a crime born out of white supremacy, out of fascist genocidal malice, a crime born out of Zionism. And all of that, every single syllable of this was based on a lie. The American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee falsely claimed that a man shouted and harassed the victims, then proceeded to shoot them, and we have reason to believe the shooting occurred because the victims are Arab. In reality, they've been shot by a local resident outside his house who did not say a word. Three Muslim men were returning home from a party on Saturday night when James J. Eaton, a local resident with a history of mental instability, stumbled out of a white clapboard house in the residential street and without a word fired four shots at the three men. Mr. Eaton had been described as that hippie guy and progressive and an organic farmer who had posted a meme with the definition of America with a K. They called it the worst sense of the United States, i.e. imperialism, corruption, and the global exportation of American culture. He appeared to be a Biden supporter. Media outlets, anti-Israel activists, and politicians attributed the shootings to the Hamas war. Everyone from Biden and Kamala on down emphasized the Palestinian identities of those shot and implied that Eaton had attacked them because he was opposed to the Palestinian cause. But that was not reality either. In reality, he supported Hamas. It gets deeper. And, responding to an article about a proposed ceasefire, he wrote, what if someone occupied your country? Wouldn't you fight them? Local politicians were aware of this, which is why in December, a Burlington City Council resolution from Councilman Ali Dane, an African Muslim immigrant currently running for mayor, tried to tie the shootings to an attack on Israel, failed. So did a resolution pushing the false claim the students had been targeted because of their identity. This hoax fell apart in Vermont. The truth came out and nothing, you know, now it's moved on. The latest, but in the media outlets is still lingering nationally. The media outlets which rushed to spread this never retracted or modified them. And after a month of pushing a lie, the shootings were a response to Israel's campaign against Hamas or to the Muslim or Palestinian identities of the three men. The new information was not reported, acknowledged, or in any way addressed by politicians and media reporters. NBC News, which had run an entire live blog about the shootings, pushing an anti-Israel and Islamophobia narrative, did not provide an update, which would have contradicted their narrative. And even in December, they continued to run false articles. A December 5th article quoted one of the men shot as spreading anti-Israel propaganda and claiming that this is happening to Palestinians across the country and, more importantly, in Gaza. We're mad at the system that's allowing not three of us to be injured, but thousands and thousands and millions of us to be displaced and injured and killed. PBS likewise did, quoting an uncle of one of the men, contending that even in this country, even in this town, many of the risks that exist for my nephew and his friends in Palestine exist for them here. So all of this vitriol was based on nothing. There was never a single shred of evidence that the men had been targeted. And the only basis for this claim that was ever cited was that two of them were wearing the kepia and speaking English and Arabic when they were shot. And that's circumstantial information. It was amplified with feverish claims and rushed statements by elected officials, prosecutors, and police that weren't even there. Eaton, as it turns out, was mentally unstable, left-leaning, opposed to America, and supportive of Islamic terrorists. He was neither Jewish nor pro-Israel. He actually publicly stated his support for Hamas. He could not have known that these three guys were going to walk past this house where he was living, and it's implausible that he would have had time to plan this attack. So, most likely Eaton, suffering from an episode, stumbled out and opened fire. And he shot four rounds at these guys, and this is not a planned mass shooting. He might just have easily shot at anybody on the street or at nobody except the voices in his head. And yet, they ignore these truths about this to push it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. When Trevor Bickford was 19 years old on December 31st, 2022, he decided to go to Times Square because it was New Year's Eve. But he was not going for the New Year's Eve festivities. He went with a machete and instead of reveling in the new year coming, he attacked three New York Police Department officers. And recently, he pled guilty to three charges of attempted murder. And while his motive is abundantly clear, they appear to be completely indifferent about what its implications are for the future. So the AP reported Thursday that Bickford, who came down to Times Square from his home in Wells, Maine, said this as he entered his guilty plea. On December 31st, 2022, I attempted to kill three NYPD officers with a knife while they were working in Manhattan. I know what I did was wrong, and I'm sorry. That's great. But it would have been more helpful if he explained why exactly he was sorry now for an act that he carried out in accord with his newfound beliefs and ideology. Bickford also shouted, Allahu Akbar, the Arabic phrase for God is great. Now, this all before he started striking them in the head with a machete, tried to grab an officer's gun. One officer suffered a fractured skull. And the explanation was inaccurate as well. Allahu Akbar, as God is great, it actually means Allah is greater. So, the God of Islam is superior to anything that non-Muslims worship or hold dear. And this declaration of superiority frequently accompanies acts that are designed to enforce the subjugation and submission of the non-believer or infidel, amounting to a kind of explanation of why a particular act of violence is being perpetrated. Justifying it, right? It is unusually forthright for them to mention the politically incorrect fact that Bickford shouted this at all. I mean, normally they wouldn't do that because that shows he was a terrorist. And AP went even so far as to add that authorities say he had studied radical Islamic ideology and decided to wage jihad against U.S. officials. Like I said, while they're being unusually forthright about the motive, Bickford himself may have been trying to obscure it. At the outside of the hearing, Bickford said he was taking three medications for treatment of schizoaffective disorder. In Europe, it is extremely common for clear cases of jihad violence to be dismissed as mental illness, And the perpetrators are normally hospitalized rather than imprisoned. And that's because they haven't accepted the fact of what they're facing in Europe, just like we have it here. But when Bickford was arrested, he had a handwritten note in his backpack asking his family to please repent to Allah and accept Islam. To his mother, he wrote, "I fear greatly that you will not repent to Allah, and therefore I hold hope in my heart that a piece of you believes, so that you might be taken out to the hellfire." To his brother, he likewise wrote, "Please repent to Allah and accept Islam. I fear for you." To another brother in the Marines, he said, "You have joined the ranks of my enemy, and for that I can give you no kind words. Return to Allah." As he pled guilty, Assistant U.S. Attorney Sarah Kushner said, "There is no doubt that he attacked the officers because they were military-age men. He intended to kill as many as possible of the men in uniform that he came across." And she added that he had originally intended to go overseas and fight alongside terrorists there, but eventually decided to carry out an attack in the United States instead. She said he told investigators that he walked through Times Square before the attack, trying to figure out the right time to kill. The big question here that nobody's asking is, where did he learn this? Where did he get all of this information? Where did his value set get changed? Why did he turn against his family? Was it at a mosque? Was it from Muslims in his area? Authorities should be studying this, but they're almost certainly ignoring this. Like the questions of how and where this young man converted to Islam. How he got the idea that his new religion, which non-Muslim authorities all over the world assure us is completely peaceful and tolerant, commanded him to consider the non-Muslims enemies and violently attack them. Now, first of all, the religion of love is not. These questions were never asked, much less answered, despite the fact that converts to Islam turning to jihad violence is a distressingly common occurrence. American intelligence and law enforcement officials don't want to do anything to give the impression that they don't accept the dogma that Islam is a religion of peace and tolerance that has nothing to do whatsoever with terrorism. The fact that converts to Islam, such as Trevor Bickford, have somehow gotten exactly the opposite idea doesn't ever make them pause and reflect upon their core assumption. Of course, they're just ignoring that. Just ignoring that. And the reason this is allowed to do this is a very simple thing. Because they think they're in charge of everybody that lives there in New York, just like they do in California. California pioneered modern product liability law. And it has done some good, but it has also had unintended consequences as well. But now they've gone too far because they have an appellate court that has held that a manufacturer can be sued for not producing a product. This is Gilead Sciences. They came out with a HIV drug. And the plaintiffs argued that the drug, which had some bone and kidney side effects, Gilead did not go out there and come up with a safer version. They don't dispute the fact that the drug is defective or that it came with any adequate warnings. And they say Gilead delayed developing the new drug to maximize profits from its other HIV medication. Now, Gilead at the time did not know whether the new drug would be safer or more effective. So now a court has decided that these guys, because they didn't know, they didn't come out with this new drug because they didn't know what it was going to do, they're being held liable for not producing it, for a product that their plaintiffs, you know, they never bought. The possibilities for the leftists are endless here. And we get this. The appellate court said its ruling doesn't create a duty to innovate or pursue ever better new products, but once a company starts tinkering with a new and potentially improved product, it could be legally obligated to bring it to market, no matter the commercial or technological barriers. This will create a disincentive to innovate. As Gilead noted in a statement, the court's decision will have widespread negative consequences across all fields of innovation and manufacturing. It also creates a catch-22 for businesses. If they rush to roll out new products, they could be sued for glitches. If they take too long, in some court's opinion, they could be sued for dawdling. See, we've been through this before. When we had the 1990s vintage assault weapon ban, remember that? That stopped all development and improvements on the M16 platform. We had the M16 A2s, and we had that for a while. And nobody came out with nothing. Nobody was making anything because there was no market for it. It was mandated. The market was mandated by the assault weapon ban. So all that could be sold in the civilian market was this generic version of the AR-15. And you remember the features and everything about it. It was all about keeping the features off. No bayonet lugs, no muzzle devices, that kind of thing. And so innovation stopped. And so did development. And because there was no market to go to. When every time they have a competition, like for the handgun, a lot of guys come out with new handguns, and they do that because they know that the handgun will be sold to the civilian market as well, whether they win the contract or not. So they're willing to do that because it's going to cover their R&D if they develop a decent weapon. That stopped with the AR-15 M16 platform. And that almost became a national security issue because there was no movement at all, zero movement for 10 years. I mean, it was getting bad. It was really getting bad. The three-shot burst, that's always been a stupid... I've never liked that. Oh, Bill, you know, ammunition conservation. Oh, yeah, okay. How about just tell your people to do that? It's not like we're not fielding idiots out there in the military. Those guys know what to do. Crazy world. It's a crazy world we live in. I'll be back in about 21 hours, and between now and then, you should remember this because it is very important. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.